I had planned to do this audio update last night, but there were several messages on the answering machine when I got in from cutting, so I had to take care of those, and it was about midnight by that time, and it was too late to do the update, so I'm doing it this morning. The snowfall amounts I came up with yesterday morning are pretty much intact. There are going to be several impulses bringing snow on and off through tomorrow. Then there's another chance Tuesday, not sure on the amounts yet, but it probably similar to what we're going to get this time. But it is a few days away, so things can change. However, one thing looks pretty certain, that the next system, not these little systems now, they're not going to affect the temperature much, but that system on Tuesday will drag in some cold air. It'll get colder Wednesday. We might revisit minus 30 Thursday, but we begin to recover on Friday because this stuff is coming from the north, northeast, so it dips down and then goes back up. The cold spells where we are in the cold for a long time are those that go out west and go way to the west coast all the way down. This is not one of those, so it will get cold for a few days and then bounce back up. It may come back down again. It just goes back and forth, but we aren't in it for a long period of time because it's still warm out west. And unless they get one of those Arctic blasts west of the Rockies, then we won't get a prolonged period of really cold weather. That is actually what we got in December of 2013, when it got really cold out west, and it was cold here for a long time. Well, this is not one of those. So if you don't want a prolonged period of cold weather, well, you're in luck, because this is the kind where it just gets you for a few days and then goes away.